Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 15th, 2022. The Berlin Senate Health Administration, under the leadership of former Senator Kalaichi of the SPD, committed significant errors in the fight against the corona pandemic. This was found by the Court of Auditors in a report published on Wednesday. Per the report, the Senate Department of Health violated the state budget code in several cases. Reasons included deficiencies in the organization of the administration's crisis team, insufficient demarcation of the team from the normal work of the administration, and an overload of staff. In addition, the Health Administration did not involve the Senate Interior Administration, which is responsible for disasters. The 52-page report examined the period from January of 2020 to November of 2021. In it, the Court of Auditors criticized the fact that there was no overview of all the contracts that had been concluded, documents had been lost, and outstanding payments had been insufficiently collected. And due to the deficiencies and omissions, it's estimated that the state of Berlin could have lost multi-millions in revenues. According to the Court of Audit, or the ACA, the Senate Health Administration had recognized the shortcomings, but was unable to remedy them. Instead, it informed the ACA in March of 2021 and asked for an unscheduled audit. The ACA had then decided to investigate the situation, particularly with regard to the need for action on crisis prevention. In a press release, the new health administration under Green Party politician Ulrike Gotha expressly thanked the report and said that they want to learn from the mistakes. The health administration acknowledged that Berlin does lack regulations for crisis situations below the threshold of a catastrophe, stressing that new regulations are necessary. Thomas Goetz, State Secretary for Health and Care, stated that the analysis shows the necessity of coordinating across districts in crisis situations, and added that a crisis affecting the society as a whole, such as the corona pandemic, is not limited to the health sector. The Senate administration also thanked the employees at the time, quote, "Without the tireless efforts of the employees who acted several times beyond their personal limits, especially the health administration, the State Office for Health, and the health offices, we would not have been able to implement the management of the pandemic so far." Unquote. Meanwhile, criticism has come from the AfD. According to them, the reprimands of the Court of Auditors would reveal the frightening dysfunctionality of the Berlin administration. Due to the current handling problems, Lufthansa is canceling more flights, mainly domestic German and intra-European flights, for most of which there are alternative transport options. Connections to and from BER are also affected. The company did not say how many flights in total would be canceled in Berlin, but remarked that it was a matter of individual flights between Berlin and Munich or Berlin and Frankfurt am Main, and that the number of cancellations is not the same every day. Lufthansa said that it had realized how the remaining flight schedule could be stabilized with targeted cancellations, and this system has now been analyzed and implemented for the next few weeks. This is the third wave of flight cancellations by Lufthansa this summer. Afternoon and evening flights in particular are to be canceled, as at these times, the ground services at the hubs are overloaded, resulting in long waits for aircraft and baggage being left behind. Per RBB reporting, in particular, short flights to destinations within Germany or nearby foreign countries for which there are good alternatives, such as other flights or rail, will be canceled, and flights to popular vacation destinations will only be canceled in exceptional cases. In addition to rebooking, customers will also have the option of having their flight costs refunded. With the expiration of many corona restrictions, more tourists are visiting Berlin. The tourism company Visit Berlin reported that around 3.3 million people came to the capital between January and the end of May of this year, more than six times as many as in the same period last year. According to Visit Berlin, most tourists arrived from other German cities. By the end of May, the number of overnight stays also increased from 1.7 million last year to 8.4 million this year. However, the level from the pre-corona year of 2019 is not expected to be reached. At that time, Visit Berlin had recorded about 5.4 million tourists between January and May. On Tuesday, a fox entered a Berlin Senate office. The animal was first spotted in front of the Senate Department for Integration, Labor, and Social Affairs in Kreuzberg. And then it somehow managed to make it the whole way up to the top floor of the building. In the stairwell, he was stopped and calmed down, and then voluntarily entered a cardboard box. Naming him Gunther, the office tweeted, quote, "How he managed to get up to the sixth floor without a service card or appointment is not yet known." And now, a programming note. Due to unforeseen circumstances, we've unfortunately had to cancel Berlin Briefing's Saturday talk at Podfest Berlin this weekend. But not all is lost. Please remember, our friends at the Common Ground Berlin podcast with host Soraya Sarhadi Nelson will be returning to the Podfest on Sunday the 17th for a live Stammtisch with special guests Deborah Cole, Carmen Schreim, and Podfest creator Daniel Stern. Not to mention loads of other live recordings and panels from Berlin's robust podcasting community throughout the entire weekend. You can check out the program and get your tickets at podfestberlin.com. And lastly, thank you to Eduardo for your recent generosity. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. As always, thanks for listening.